The editors of the Oregonian have suggested that President Bush's National Guard record is not a legitimate campaign issue in a time of economic and fiscal crisis. Well, is it or isn't it? I'm uncomfortable with the question because I've been around politics long enough to believe in political redemption. And what a man does in his 20s should not in itself mark him for life. One can grow and change. George Bush and John Kerry made starkly different choices about Vietnam. It's clear to me that Kerry's choice was nobler than Bush's. And yet, I did not hesitate to support Bill Clinton for the presidency twice against two distinguished World War II veterans. Clinton's draft avoidance in the Vietnam War did not dissuade me. So, when George W. Bush got help from his dad's friends to jump over 500 men ahead of him to get into the Guard just 12 days before the expiration of his student draft deferment, why should this bother me in this presidential election? And when there is still no concrete evidence that Mr. Bush showed up for guard duty for long stretches, why does this bother me now, in 2004? There are two reasons. First, the record shows that Bush supported the Vietnam War and then did everything he could to avoid fighting it. More significantly, the White House has created a post-9/11 cult of personality that seeks to portray Bush as a war leader of such heroic stature that until recently, it was virtually unpatriotic to criticize him. If you don't believe this, refresh your memory of the 2002 elections. In one example, a White House-backed candidate painted Senator Max Cleland of Georgia as unpatriotic because he disagreed with Bush on aspects of the Department of Homeland Security. Cleland is a triple amputee, having lost both legs and an arm serving in Vietnam. As Paul Krugman put it in a recent column in the New York Times, Operation Flight Suit was only slightly more over the top than other Bush photo ops, like the carefully staged picture that placed Mr. Bush's head in line with the stone faces on Mount Rushmore. The goal, he said, is to create a super patriotic image of the president to block a serious debate of his policies. That's why Mr. Bush's National Guard record is a legitimate political issue. When the president condones throwing stones at the patriotism of his critics, he cannot legitimately complain if he discovers that he's living in a glass house. Moreover, I can't imagine the White House not using this as an issue if the situation were reversed. This is Lesser Coyne.